There's one that says that if there's a Sefer Torah that is in the shul, but it was known that it belonged to the parents of a specific person, in such a case, the Tibo cannot say that it belongs to us. He cannot say that Avada, the fact that it was left by us, is a proof that he wanted Makdish to the shul. Even though we saw in the previous Sifim that somebody is Makdish silver items to the shul, we assume in Astam, at least in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, that he was Makdish completely. But Sefer Torah, we assume in Astam that people just put in the shul so that people should be able to read from it. But when the one who gave it over wants to take it back, when Astam, we assume that he does want to take it back. Even in a case where they put on the me'il, the mantle, the garments that belong to the tzibur on it, and he didn't make a mechah, he didn't say a protest, no, I want this to be clear that it's still mine. Even so, we do not assume that he gave it over to the tzibur, because that's the minute to put on different types of me'ilim on the begad. Now, this is a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch. Here the Mishnah Berurah brings, though, that there are achreinim that say that this is also talking in a case that we clearly knew in advance that it was just given as a lending to the shul and wasn't given as the hektish. But min astam, then we do assume that it belongs to the shul. Magen Avraham also over here says, in the case of the Sefer Torah, that the minhag in his time was also that min astam, he does not leave it there on the condition to be makdish it. And like we said before, also over here, it's preferable that he should make a explicit condition. He doesn't want to be makdish when he gives it over to him.